Hi, is this Gerald?
Hello.
Hi, Gerald. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Happy Wednesday to you. Halfway there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And, yeah, so it looks like you were speaking with Doug. He put in the notes here, so you're new in business, about a year?
Yeah, just under a year.
Nice. Congratulations on that. Huge accomplishment. And so how would you say things are working out for you at this point?
Yeah, it's slow right now, but for the most part, it's okay.
Okay. Now, and you're currently in a position to take on more jobs?
Well, definitely.
Okay. So this will be a really good way, Gerald, for you to get your name out there more than it already is. And really for new clients to be able to find you when they're doing searches for your services online. That's what we can do for you. And how this works, so it looks like you're targeting pretty local. We do have a local-only package. We would get your business listed on that first page of Google in the local map section, and you would be covering about a 20-25-mile radius. Now, you're able to use multiple keywords for the services that you do offer. Do you offer remodeling services as well? Because I'm looking at your website, and I'm seeing some beautiful work here.
Yes,
photos. Ma'am. Okay, so like kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, or some of the services you offer?
Yes.
Do you have a crew working with you, or are you kind of doing this on your own?
One man.
Okay. So what we could do...
I don't want to do the real large remodeling, but the small ones, yes.
The small ones? Okay. Wow. Yeah, you do amazing work. Beautiful. So we want to showcase. Absolutely. And it looks like you have a Google Business profile already with your website attached, so that's good. So the main goal is to bring your listing to the first page so, you know, people can find it. So that's what we'll do. We'll also list your company in 60 different directories that are most popular in your area. So we'll get you found on Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook. And what that's going to do is increase your online presence, get your name out there even more than what it, you know, currently is. We'll get you listed on Amazon Alexa, so people can do voice-activated searches and find you that way. And then we will provide initial content creation on Bing. Okay. Did you create that website yourself, or did you have help with it?
My stepdaughter helped.
Your stepdaughter.
Okay.
Actually, she did. Oh, okay. Nice. So what we can do is bring that rate down a little bit for you because you currently have a website, okay? And then we're also going to cover exposure for all mobile devices. So most people, when they're doing searches on Google, they're using their phone. So we want to fully optimize that. We'll cover that'll include iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're literally covering all of your bases when it comes to your online marketing. We'll be handling everything for you. And then in addition to that, we're also going to get you on Amazon Alexa. So we'll be your one-stop shop for all of your marketing needs, okay? And this really is a long-term solution for you to get your name out there. Now, as far as the rate goes, okay, we can get you in out the door for just $149 month to month. That rate will never go
and
up on
I,
you. What's that?
And I would still be paying Google.
You would still be paying Google?
That's what I'm asking.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I understand.
I set up a Google account, and they wanted to charge me like $700 a month.
Okay, so you're currently with Google. Did you go through Google directly for that?
Yeah, Google Business.
Really?
Yeah.
Google Business, and they're charging you $700. Is it $700 towards your Google Ads?
That I'm not sure.
Huh.
I know what you mean by that.
Well, because there's the ad section, the AdWords, Google AdWords, and that pops up on the top of the page. And most of the time, if you're going to go through Google directly, that's usually what they do is they list you in the ad section. So it's not like another third party. It's not like an SEO company that called you in regards to the service to sign you up.
No, I got on the computer, the Google business, and that's where I wound up.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a completely different service. So the Google Ads, if you're currently doing that with Google, you can continue that. This is solely for that local map section. Now, we also offer Google Ads. We could probably get you in at a more affordable rate as well if that's something that you're interested in.
Explain that to me. Google Ads. Explain that to me.
So the Google Ads are it's just an ad on Google, right? So if you were to do a search for handyman services in Easton, Pennsylvania, there's a list of businesses, right? So how it works is on the top of the page, when you do the search on Google, what happens is on the very top, there's the Google Ads. There's like maybe three or four businesses that pop up in the ad section, okay? And then below that is the local map section, okay? Below that is the organic listing. So most people base their decision off of the map section and the ad section. Now, we have the capability of getting you listed in the Google Ads, but being that you only target a 20-mile radius, I'm not sure how beneficial it would be for you. Unless you're willing to travel further, then the Google Ads would be beneficial because you're going to show up twice. But if you're paying Google $700 towards Google Ads, when did you sign up with that service? Because I'm not even seeing you in Google Ads.
About 2 weeks ago, I believe it was.
Oh, okay. 2 weeks ago. All right.
And also,
so that's the, Now it's pay per click, right? You have to pay per click?
Pay per click.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Right. So when you go through Google for Google Ads, they charge you for each click. That can get expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it's got me worried.
So you just did an upfront payment, and then that's how many clicks you're going to be receiving? Oh. $700 worth of clicks?
No, they said they would bill me after the first month. But they said it could be up to
$700. $700?
No, they said it could. I got a certain amount of clicks that add up to $700. Once I get to that $700, whatever.
So, I mean, that's okay. So that can get expensive going through Google directly for that service, just to be honest with you. What we can do is we can get you in bundled up in a package, right? So, and we wouldn't be charging nearly as much as Google would be for the clicks. So we're actually able to, because we're a premier Google channel partner and we specialize working with smaller to mid-sized businesses, we can get you in for a more reasonable rate as far as the Google, as far as the Google Ads go. But that's something that you can always explore later on down the line. Again, we are calling you in regards to that local map section. And we can get you in for a reasonable rate, especially because you have that website already. It would be $149 month to month, no contract for that local map section.
Just give me a second. I'm looking for something at the moment.
Okay.
All right. Well, I signed up on, was it on Bing?
Mm-hmm.
Went to their map section and got that started and supposed to break. And that's supposed to start on the 13th.
You said that was for a free service?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
On the maps.
And that's for Bing. So here's the thing. Anyone can be showing up in that map section, right? Because there's pages and pages and pages of results. So, and it's a free, right? When you got your Google My Business profile or Google Business profile, that's a free listing that anyone can get. And if you go through, like you said, you're going through Bing, that's just a free listing. That's not going to get you more calls necessarily, because most people base their decision off that first page of Google in the map section. They don't go to page 2,
okay.
3, 4, or 5 when they're looking in that map. They base their decision off that first page. So unless you're on that first page, there's really, you know, it doesn't really mean much to be on page 2, 3, or 4, or 5. And so that's why it's a free listing. Now, it is a paid service to be listed in that local map section on the first page, right? So that's what we can do for you. I do see here you are showing up in your zip coded area. Let's see here. Yeah, in your zip coded area, you're showing up. But what we can do is get you found surrounding your zip coded area within that 20-mile radius using multiple keywords as well.
All right. Let me
ask you. For all of the services you offer.
If I sign up with y'all, I get off the phone with you, I get a hold of Google, and I cancel that. Will I still be on Google?
Yes. Matter of fact, we can help you in regards to the Google ads. So that yes, you can. Now, if that's the route that you're going to go, what I would recommend is that you sign up with Google Ads with us, at least give that a shot. So we can get you in. For the Google Ads, we can get you in for $249, and that'll allocate $100 worth of Google Ads for you, and then you'll target up to a 50-mile radius with the Google Ads. So you're also going to be in that map section. So it'll be a bundled service for you for just $249.
Okay.
And that way, you can see how well the Google Ads are working for you. And then once you start seeing those results, you can always increase the Google Ads later on down the line.
No,
but I
would,
$249.
All right. So if I sign up with you, I'll get a hold of Google and get rid of them?
Yes. Because
for the stuff I already...
Because we're essentially able to get you in. Okay, so Google, they're going to charge you a lot per click. Google Direct, if you go through Google directly, they're going to charge you a lot per click. Now, we're a premier Google partner, a premier Google channel partner. We do get training from Google to provide this service. But here's the thing. We specialize in smaller to mid-sized businesses. That's our specialty. Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Google works with large corporations. They don't necessarily work with smaller to mid-sized businesses. That's where we come in, okay? So we're able to get you in at a much more affordable rate.
All right. Well, if you can get rid of that Google for me, the Google ads through them, I'll sign up with y'all.
Okay, so... We, as far as that goes, I don't believe that we personally can cancel that service. I think that's something that you would have to do through Google directly. But you can sign up with us and still work with them because they're two different services. So if you wanted to cancel, well, like I said, you can cancel them at any time, right? You can cancel that service. Yeah. But I'm saying if you were to sign up with us right now, that would not hinder your, you know, your account with Google. That would not have any effect because We're offering you a bundle.
I figure if y'all was a partner, y'all could get rid of it. But
what's that?
I'll do it. Okay. What you got?
Okay, so I really would only need about 15 more minutes of your time, Gerald. Okay. What I'll do is I'll gather some basic information from you now, and then we will set you up for a client interview with our technician. They'll go over keywords, service area, and then just answer any questions that you may have. It'll be about a 30 to 45 minute interview, and we'll schedule that in at a time that works best for you. Okay. And then we're also going to process your first month payment and then secure that position. Okay. So, Gerald is your first name, G-E-R-A-L-D?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your last name, Gerald?
Como.
How do you spell that?
C-O-M-E-A-U-X.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is the best email address for you, Gerald?
Pertaining to the business?
Yes.
Lanyaphandymanservice@gmail.com.
Service or services?
Service.
Okay. And the best contact number for clients to reach you, Gerald, that's going to be the 610-477-9462?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then how you would like your company to appear on that first page? It's Lanyap. Is it pronounced Lanyap?
Lanyap, the G is silent.
Okay, Lanyap, Handyman Service, is plural.
Yes.
Okay. And then we don't need to order your PIN verification because you already have that. Now, do you want to be the only one to have access to your account? Or do you have a partner or a spouse that you would like to include as an authorized user?
Do we get involved in this?
If I can help.
And what would she be needed for?
So just so, like, if she wanted to access the account, like if you needed to contact us for anything, like let's say you wanted to add additional keywords or run any kind of promotions, or let's say you wanted to change any content, she would have access to do that as well.
Yeah. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And what is that your wife?
Fiance.
Fiance? And what is her name?
Andrea.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the services that you offer, so we will get you found for the remodeling, like bathroom remodeling. And then you offer a number of services. So those would all be used as keywords. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm trying to pull this up. There it is. Okay. So everything that's listed on your website essentially are the services that you want to get found for, right? I have indoor and outdoor repair, appliance installation, painting. Do you do indoor and interior and exterior painting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Pressure washing, light fixtures, outlets and switches, ceiling fans, gutter cleaning, TV wall mounting, garage door opener installation, fence and gate repair, all of those services you offer, deck repair.
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. So these are all going to be used as keywords. Are there any additional services that you would like to be found for that I have not mentioned?
Well, after you get it up and running, I can add later.
Yes, you always have that option.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good for right now.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, and then we don't need to create you a website. (Clears throat) Mm-hmm. Now, are you licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you get to target.
Before you go any further, I'm insured.
Uh-huh.
As far as life, I mean, I'm I got an LLC. It's an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the contractor license, I do not have because the handymen don't need it.
That's what I figured, yeah. Okay. So you're insured but no license.
Yeah.
Okay. That's only if you were to do like plumbing or electrical or anything.
Exactly, the main.
Okay. And so we're obviously going to get you found in Easton, Gerald, but you get to pick and choose up to a 50-mile radius with the services that you offer. So, or you
okay.
get to be found for. So you get to pick and choose the areas that you would like to target, whether it's zip codes or cities or counties.
Okay.
So what areas would you like to target?
Oh, Lord.
You don't have to. You could list, like, maybe the top 10.
Okay, let's go. Let's go from Emmaus in. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go Emmaus. So Whitehall, Bath.
Like Whitehall?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay.
Bath.
How do you spell that?
B-A-T-H.
Oh, that's a city? Okay. All right.
Nazareth.
Now, so I see a Home Advisor listing or Angie's, and they have a whole list of cities that you serve. Okay?
No. I dumped a week after I signed up with them.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay.
But if you got their list, we'll take that list.
Okay, so there's Allentown, Lehigh Valley, Phillipsburg, Penn Argyle, Sellersville, East Texas, Hollertown, Parkassie, Catasauqua, Nazareth, Bethlehem, Emmaus, Whitehall, Quakertown, Coopersburg, Pittstown, Sailorsburg, Clinton, Macungie, Easton, Dublin, Northampton, Annandale, Bangor, Stuartsville, Wind Gap, Belvedere, and Frenchtown.
Yeah, but some of those are New Jersey. You can't go to New Jersey.
Yeah, any of those in Jersey.
A 50-mile radius. Okay. Oh, and the insurance. Okay.
Well, Phillipsburg.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not licensed in Jersey, so.
Okay.
You're just going to look up all the Northampton counties, cities.
Counties, if that would be easier for you, it would just
Northampton
cover.
Okay.
Of all of Northampton County.
Okay.
So I'm just going to try to Google this.
Here. Okay. So like Wind Gap, Bath, Northampton, Fullerton, Coopersburg, Milford, Clinton,
yeah,
all of those surrounding areas, right? Those surrounding cities.
Okay. And then Lehigh County, that would be Allentown. So Allentown, Bethlehem. I think Bethlehem is Northampton County. I'm not sure. Bethlehem might be pretty. Yeah, Hellertown is another. Northampton, Easton, Ath, Wingap.
You said Northampton and Easton?
Northampton is a town in, it's up like by Allentown.
Oh, I see it.
Easton,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to list off some towns and cities in Northampton County.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's down and all that's going to come up, correct?
Yeah, you know what? Northampton County will cover all of that. So that's fine.
Okay.
If you want to choose counties, that's great. We can, I just need
Northampton
to just.
County.
Uh-huh.
Is fine. But then also Lehigh County, I think that may include Bethlehem. That's why I'm going to look this up now. Lehigh.
Okay. Let me see here.
So these would be your Lehigh County towns. They
okay.
would be Allentown, Emmaus, Macungie, Coopersburg, Catasauqua, Fountain Hill, Fullerton,
Quakertown.
Some of them are, you know, kind of far, so I'm not sure where some of these are. Macungie is not too bad.
Okay, that should be good now.
Yeah, that should be good because Northampton County has a lot of towns. And then Allentown, obviously the closer cities to us.
Okay. All right. And then, let's see here, I just want to clarify your hours of operation. I want to confirm that. So that is, I missed it.
Well, from 8 to 6.
8 to 6,
can you
call
me? Find out when she can come over here so I can just meet, because I'd rather have her here.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all squared away for that. So now what we're going to do is we're going to schedule you in for a client interview, okay? The times that we have available, would you be available this afternoon or would tomorrow work better for you?
I'd rather have my stepdaughter here because she's more...
You mean for the website, ma'am? Is that what you mean?
Oh, no, you already have the website, so we don't need to create you one. This is really just going to be an introduction to our company. It'll be about a 30 to 45-minute interview, and they're really just going to make sure everything that I have put down is accurate and answer any
okay.
further questions that you have. So,
okay, I think thinking my daughter helps him with a lot of marketing things. She'll put a lot of photographs.
Okay.
She can help us with that, but she doesn't need to be present for any of that. That's just for designing our social media, you know, account.
Yeah, that's totally separate. We really,
okay.
it's really just going to be basic information. You don't need to be in front of a computer or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Okay.
So, when you want to set it up?
Would tomorrow work better for you?
Today or work?
So today the availability we have is in 45 minutes. That's the only open spot that we have.
That'll work.
That works? Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. Okay, so we'll get you in today. So it's 5 o'clock your time. So just expect a call from an 877 number, from a technician, and we'll all send you that number here shortly. Like I said, it'll only be about a 30 to 45 minute interview, but we ask that you block out that hour just in case it goes a little bit longer. It shouldn't though.
What time?
So, between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm sending you an invite via email. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record to have. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So now we're going to go ahead and go into billing. Okay. Are you going to secure this position with a personal card or is it a business card?
Business.
Okay. And is there a middle initial on the card?
Hold on, my eyes are bad.
Oh.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then the address associated with the card is the same, the 119 West Burke Street?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
4778 7705 7182 4325.
Okay. That's 4778 7705 7182 4325.
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10/25.
And the 3 digits on the back?
6-4-4.
Now, Nick, when he calls Google to cancel the ads or whatever it is,
yes,
that he's continuing, the Google account created, he may not be featured like at the top, but it will still be there if somebody's looking in our zip code, correct?
Oh, yeah. So with our service?
I mean,
service,
you're going to, right, with you, I know what you mean. Your service is going to help him get attention. But I'm saying if after you're finished with your interview process, if we call and cancel the ads, the, whatever they're talking about, they're continuing to charge him for,
uh-huh,
his Google account, they'll be there. He's just not going to be, they're just not going to put him like on top with clicks.
Exactly.
Is
so.
Okay.
Yes.
You're
so going with,
to, but his Google account will still be there because you're going to actually be bringing attention to his account instead of them. That's
exactly
what you're saying. That's
exactly. Yes.
Oh, all right. I just wanted to be sure of that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Sure.
Attention.
So, and then
that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to, he's not been the best marketer and I need to step it up with marketing. So I'm going to let him do this with you, but obviously I don't want Google to be charging him an arm and a leg. As long as they don't remove his Google that he's already paid for and they've already created, the clicks just mean they're bringing him to the top of when people are looking. They're
correct.
they're just charge him for when people are searching. So you're going to do that instead of.
Yes, correct. And worst case scenario, if they do take him off of the listing, he'll be right back up there in 2 weeks with us. So
okay,
it takes 7 to 14 days to get him listed in the Google Ads, and then it'll take 30
right
to 45 days to get him in the local map section. And then he'll still be
okay
in the 60 directories that I mentioned within 7 days. So he's
okay
going to start seeing results very quickly. So worst case scenario, if they do take him down, which I don't see that happening, I see it being a process. So I'm sure that he would still stay up there until, you know, by that time we're able to list you as well.
That's okay. Even if they do, that's fine if you're going to get him right back up there. Because
exactly.
A lot of older people and people that don't have social media and whatnot, they'll just do like yellow pages. So if this is what you're going to get for him, then that's fine.
Right. And we're also getting him in yellow pages. I mean, we're listing him in 60 directories. So yellow pages included,
yes.
You know, Facebook. Well, I see that your daughter's is helping with the social media aspect, but as far as those directories, like Bing, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, all
exactly.
of those directories will be listed on. And that's going to help with his online presence.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. He actually is on Yelp for my name, but that's just free, the Yelp, or no, it's the Next Door. I'm sorry. It's the Next Door.
Oh, Next Door.
But if you
pay
attention to that as well, anything you can bring attention to is anything that you deal with.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the first month payment. Now, your invoice will be sent via text message and via email, okay? Now, what I would need you to do is open up that invoice because attached to it is your terms and conditions that I will need you to sign. So that should be sent to you any minute now. We're almost done. So they'll just say, like, click here, and then you click on the link. And scroll down to the bottom. There will be a little box where you just enter your first and last name.
Local splash support.
No, so it should be the most recent text message or email. It'll say, welcome to Local Splash, terms of experience.
Click here to accept the subscription, subscription
yes.
terms.
Uh-huh. Yes, that one. So if you click on that and then it'll take you to your terms and conditions, you just scroll down to the bottom of the page and there will have a box for you to enter your first and last name.
Okay, I did that. Now the screen popped up. Username and password.
Yes. So that username and password is going to be for your customized tracking and reporting system. That will actually be provided to you during your client interview. The login credentials. So you can actually get out
okay.
of that screen.
Okay. I'll press confirm signature. Did you get it?
Yeah, so if the username and password popped up, the confirmed signature worked. So you can actually get out of that screen. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to send you a couple of things here, okay? I'm going to send you three text messages. The first text message is going to be our contact number. You can always reach us at any time. And I will be the lead on your account. My name is Stephanie. I'm also going to send you a 5-minute YouTube video to watch, just kind of going over our services, what we're all about. Okay. And then lastly, advanced reporting. These are all coming to you in text messages. Now, I'm also going to send you 2 emails, okay? Gerald, the first email I'm sending you is labeled Google Advertising, okay? And what it is it's going to be everything that we discussed that's included in the package. It'll be in writing for you, so you have that. Okay. And then the second email I'm sending you is labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics. And that is going to go over your customized tracking and reporting system. It'll help you step by step how to work to navigate through that, okay? So I'm sending that over. You still there, Gerald?
Yeah.
Did you get what I said? Okay. So just 2 emails for you to look over. That's all. Okay. Now, Gerald, last but not least, I have to read what is called a 90-second voice verification. And the reason for that is we have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it really is an added form of protection for you, okay? If there's something that you don't understand, you can always interrupt me, and I'll clarify it for you, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lanyap Handyman Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Gerald Como, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Am I supposed to say yes?
Well, what it means is, do you agree to respond to our phone calls and, you know, as well as our emails to communicate that way?
Okay,
do you agree to, okay, all right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Explain that one to me.
Yes. So we know that you're using other services, like I see a home advisor listing. That's a completely different service than what we're offering you, which I know you're not using that service anymore. But what in regards to SEO, search engine optimization, which is the service we're offering you today, we're going to be handling that for you, okay? So we wouldn't want you to sign up with another company and pay twice for the same service we're already offering you. There's no point.
If you give me the work, I'll definitely not hire anyone.
If what?
If y'all give me the job, I will not hire anyone.
Well, we're very confident that we will. You know, that's why we don't tie you into a contract. That's why it's month to month. So we just ask if you do move forward with any other company to let us know, even though, you know, that's probably not going to be the case. That's really what that means, is we don't want you to pay twice for the same service.
Okay. Then, yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 9th, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that concludes the voice verification. And Gerald, I would like to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash, congratulate you for joining the team. We're very excited to have you on board, and I'm confident that you will stick with us long term. You know, once you start seeing results, you will stick with us long term, 1 month at a time, and, you know, we're very excited to have you on board. So your client interview is going to be in 20 minutes. So keep a lookout for that 877 number in 20 minutes, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you have any additional questions, they'll definitely be able to assist you with that, okay?
All right.
All right. Other than that, it was very nice talking with you, Gerald. I hope for a successful 2022. And then they may be able to assist you with those Google ads as well. I would mention that to them as far as how to go about canceling. They'll have some more. They're the experts in that field, okay? So they'll be able to steer you in the right direction when it comes to that. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Gerald, and you have a great day as well.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.